We've gathered a great team of speakers and presenters for you, and it's my honor to introduce the first speaker, Terry Brown. Terry is most often found in deep reflection outside. It is the one place that always called to her, a place of complete and total acceptance. Terry has been a student of the Julian teachings for many years, meditating, taking self-development class, and the life and death classes. And she's also studied divination. Reflecting on her own life's path, Terry developed a practice of Shinrin Yoku, forest bathing. It's also known as nature and forest therapy. Sorry, folks, a little technical glitch. So Terry attended a week-long immersion and then trained for certification as a guide with the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy Guides and Programs. In her practicum, she found communications with the more-than-human world to be a rich and rewarding practice. It was one whose lessons have also deepened her connection with humanity through nature's examples of mutual respect, sharing communal resources, place tending, and holding an honored space for each being. In keeping with Terry's wish to share this connection with others, she is presenting today Eco Nidra Meditation. Terry is a certified instructor of Eco Nidra Meditation and currently resides in Michigan with her husband Craig and her furry companions, where she pursues her passions. Terry said she will answer questions after the meditation, so please put your questions in the chat room. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Larry. It's my pleasure to share this another beautiful practice.
Okay. Terry?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, Terry. This is Linda. Could you just say a few more words so that we can make sure the quality is...
Sure. Hello, hello. Testing, testing.
Thank you. That sounds great. I'll get off here. And you're all set to go.
I'm sorry, just one second. Linda, could you make Joey co-host, please?
And bear with me as I am trying to... I can't click on the share sound, Jan. For my computer audio.
It should be able to at this point. I'm not sharing any longer.
Well, let's see if that will work. When we get to that point, would you let me know if you can't hear it? It'll be later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again, you guys. I am a techno-challenged personality, so bear with me as I am finding my way through. Okay. So again, thank you. I really am so excited to be sharing Eco Nidra with you. Hello to everyone. It's nice to see all the familiar faces. So the Julian gathering is something that I love attending because it's a sharing of joy, love, healing, learning, and fellowship, and something that I always come away from feeling lighter and enriched. So thank you for inviting me. Ironically, when we get busy, that is when we most need our self-care, and it is the very first thing that we tend to give up is our taking care of ourselves. And it is something that when we're under stress depletes our energy, we're all seeking ways to find connections with ourselves and with the earth and with the universe. I was just listening to a different presentation for a summit that was offered in conjunction with Tree Sisters the other day. And they're a multinational organization whose main purpose, aside from educating us on the importance of forests, is reforestation around the globe. And one of the presenters said that they wish to return to a right relationship with the earth. That resonated deeply with me. And it's one of my core beliefs that nature is not only key for our survival, but it's a necessary ingredient in our own positive growth and development. And why I became interested in forest therapy and Econidra. Both have added benefits in that studies have shown them to reduce blood pressure, stress hormones, increase your variable heart rates, and positively affect attention restoration while boosting our immune systems. That's pretty powerful stuff. So what is Econidra? Econidra is a form of yoga nidra in that it is a guided meditation, a bit longer than is typical for most people, lasting about 50 minutes or so. It's a deeply relaxing practice with nature connection elements. In this session, we'll be working within our own natures, reconnecting with the earth and the universe to assist in nurturing balance and peace and planting seeds for transformation and positive change. So let's begin by preparing a little bit. If you've not already done so, find a place that you want to rest during your journey with me. If you need to close a door, put in earbuds, or do anything else to be ready, let's take care of those needs now. If you have brought a nature element to share your journey, just have it nearby. It may be a stone, crystal leaf, feather, even a tree outside if you're inside. It isn't necessary to have one with you, but it is another way to share your connection with each other. For example, today I have this stone. It's granite. There are little tiny crystals that sparkle when the light hits it that I found along the shores of Lake Superior. And for some reason, this really spoke to me. And it was blessed during the last gathering where Kira had us bless a small object. So this has special meaning for me, and I keep it on my desk whenever I'm doing anything. So if you wish, have that nearby. And also, if you want to, this is a good time to mute yourselves and maybe turn off your video feed. I'll turn my feed off a little bit later on as well, so that you won't be distracted by seeing me and you'll just be listening to my voice. So also please remember to switch off the notifications on any devices nearby if possible, and double check that the volume is set just right for you. You should be able to hear me clearly, but not have it too loud. Listening should be easy and effortless. So as we journey, your body temperature may also drop. So as Larry already mentioned, maybe having a blanket nearby is a good idea, or a small pillow for under your neck and your knees. So now, finding a comfortable position to rest in during your session. You may want to consider lying in Shavasana position or corpse pose, which just means you're lying on your back, your arms are at your side, palms up or turned slightly inward. Your legs and your feet are relaxed and maybe falling a bit off to the sides. This is a suggestion only. So if you're more comfortable in another position, follow your own body's guidance in finding what works for you. I want you to be in a position that feels right, and that you'll be resting here for this session. So you don't want to have to shift position quite often during this. Once you're ready, we'll begin. If it feels right for you, I ask that you close your eyes. Maybe you want to move your shoulders back and forth a little bit, just making sure that you're in the most natural position. And maybe roll your head back and forth, relax, take a deep breath. And as you let it out, allow your belly to soften. Lying within this stillness, you may begin noticing a sense of movement. Let your attention rest with that for a moment. Subtle and gentle movements are occurring all around you. Your chest rising and falling with each breath. The flow of your breath moving in and out of your nose. Acknowledging that relationship. The relationship you have with the air is much like that of the relationship that the air has with plants. And then plants in turn have with us. It is a reciprocal, interwoven relationship. Life-giving for all involved. Let's rest in this moment, noticing the temperature of the air as it flows in and out of your nostrils. Is it cooler when you inhale? I wonder what happens when you exhale. This same air is also touching your skin. The way you are in contact with the atmosphere of our planet, and then the atmosphere of our universe. As the air touches your skin, rest with that sensation for a while. And then noticing, are you picking up any other sensations with your skin? Different textures? Where your clothes touch your body, where your body is making contact with the surface that you're lying on. Maybe you're noticing lingering tensions in the body. Acknowledge this feeling, allowing your attention to rest, but not linger. And then, with your eyes remaining closed, moving your attention to your sense of sight. I wonder if you can see anything with your eyes closed. Colors, patterns, play of light, in shade, movement, or stillness. And then moving your attention on your sense of hearing. You're listening to my voice right now. The sounds and resonances, pauses, and silences. Perhaps other sounds are sharing space with you right now. I wonder if you can hear your own breath. And now using your breath, as you breathe in, noticing if your body is in need of attention. And your breath flow into those places, resting with them. Perhaps you also noticing a sense of heaviness in your body, feeling the gravity of this beautiful world cradling you. And now allowing your attention to then move to where your body makes contact with the surface that you're lying on. And following that sense of gravity, of heaviness into your head, arms, torso, and legs. Perhaps imagining them beginning to extend and reaching out, growing, sinking into the earth, and reaching up towards the sky. Your feet growing into roots, reaching deeply down into the earth, finding and pulling water up into the branches, to experience that repeating pattern, flowing into and out, a pulse, a circular pulse of life-giving fluid. That same fluid flowing upwards goes into the highest branches being kissed by the sun. Maybe you'll notice other beings there. Perhaps there's a feeling or a sensation of wings fluttering. Feeling the sunshine filling your leaves with nourishment and warmth. All welcoming, sharing, and holding space for you in this world. And now, imagine your spirit flying free for a moment. You are safely rooted physically in this beautiful place. But your consciousness is free, roaming if you wish, wherever you wish. Perhaps mountains and forests, rivers, deserts or oceans are welcoming you. They all encourage your explorations, your connections with them. And now, allow your focus to move slowly back into your body, resting comfortably in the knowledge that what is surrounding you right now, your bodies, nature beings, all the worlds are accepting and welcoming you. They are your guardians, allies for this amazing journey through your body, connecting with nature. Along with you, within this circle of protection, where you are embraced and held safely, maybe you've brought a deeply felt wish of your heart, or some intention you would like to send to the universe, something you would really like to see manifesting. You are planting seeds. Just hold that intention gently, seeing yourself or the situation as you wish it happening right now. Allowing your heart and soul to feel the emotions creating the reality. This heartfelt wish will be traveling with you on further journeys and allowing this attention, this hope, this may be soon to be reality, to rest within you as you go. Our next journey begins with our bodies, allowing your attention to rest quietly at each point as you travel, beginning with the point between your eyebrows. Let your focus touch and rest there for a moment. Your third eye. Just resting your attention in this place. And then moving your attention on to the middle of your throat. To your right shoulder. Your right elbow. The top of your right wrist. The tip of your right thumb. The tip of your right index finger. The tip of the middle finger. Your ring fingertip. The tip of your right pinky finger. Now the palm of your right hand. The inside of your right wrist. Your right elbow. Your right shoulder. The middle of your throat. Your left shoulder. Your left elbow. the outside of your left wrist. The tip of your left thumb. Your left index finger. Your left middle finger. Your left ring finger. And your left pinky finger. In the palm of your left hand. The inside of your left wrist. Your left elbow. Your left shoulder. The middle of your throat. Your heart center. Your heart. The full side of your right chest. Your heart center. The side of your left chest. Your heart center. Your solar plexus just above the navel. Your sacral center. Your right hip. Your right knee. Your right ankle. The top of your right foot. The tip of your right big toe. The tip of your second toe. The tip of your third right toe. The fourth right toe. The tip of your pinky toe. The sole of your right foot. Your right ankle. Your right knee. Your right hip. your sacral center. And now your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle, the top of your left foot, of your left big toe, the tip of your second left toe, your left third toe tip, your left fourth toe, the tip of your left pinky toe, the sole of your left foot, your left ankle, your left knee, your left hip, your sacral center. Your solar plexus, your heart center, your heart center, the middle of your throat, point between your eyebrows, your third eye, now your whole body at once. The whole body, allowing it now to sink into the silence. Your journeying is moving now from your body to the earth and beyond, throughout the planet and the universe, maybe landscapes, forests, meadows, waters or mountains, wherever and with what or whomever your imagination wishes to travel. Just allowing the flow to safely take you there in return. And within that flowing wellspring, finding the flowing of your desires for yourself and the world, exploring what sensations you feel along the way as you follow nature's songs in these soundscapes. Thank you. And now, slowly, gently, leaving the landscapes behind, remembering and picturing that heartfelt wish or intention that you have for the world, allowing your focus to rest with any colors or details that come to mind. Holding on to it and then letting that image fade out, away into the universe, where it will manifest. Slowly coming back to this space where you are, the space your nature being has been sharing with you, has been holding space for and with you, accompanying you on this journey. This being also knows and helps to carry your wish out into the world. And when you're ready, taking nice, easy, deeper breaths, starting to explore some possibilities of movement. Perhaps moving your toes and fingers, rolling your head back and forth a bit, your shoulders. You may even want to pull your knees up to your chest, rocking a bit from side to side, giving yourself a hug and a massage at the same time. And then maybe investigating how it feels to stretch a little bit and just noticing how your muscles and your joints feel. And when you feel ready, rolling onto your side and resting in a comfortable position. Just giving yourself some time before you fully re-enter this awakening space. Allowing your eyes to open when you feel ready to do so. Then one last thing, one last element for you. I invite you to do something simple, an act of kindness. For someone, for a community, for the earth, or the universe, just noticing what comes into your path and manifesting some type of kindness there. I am so happy that we were able to spend this time together and for your joining me on this journey. Our practice of Ego Nidra is now complete with that last invitation. And I send my own wishes that your days going forward are filled with wonder and kindness. Namaste.
Terry, hi, this is Denise. I just wanted to thank you so much for what a beautiful, deep, expansive meditation that was. Really enjoyed it. Glad I could participate.
Thank you. It's as pleasurable to do as it is to be amongst you, just so you know.
Nice.
Are there questions?
We have a thank you from Carrie. So far, I think people are still emerging and there have not been any questions coming.
If they wish to just maybe have a list of questions or something later on, you know, I'm happy to address them. I know that this is a time for relaxing. So,
understood. Thank you for making yourself available that way.
You.
Yeah. So I think now we're going to have a quick break.